It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela. On the line with us now is Dave Lorenz, who is with the Pure Michigan, the Travel Michigan folks. Hey, Dave, how are things going?
Well, they're going about as good as they can under our current situation. We all know this virus thing has really thrown the whole world into a tizzy. But I'm sure you never thought that I would be saying stay home, don't travel. But that's exactly what I'm saying right now. Do not travel right now, but plan your trips in Pure Michigan. And if you go to michigan.org, not only will you be able to dream and plan about your upcoming trips later on this summer, but you're going to be able to find virtual travel experiences right there on the homepage. If you scroll down a little bit, you'll see something about virtual travel throughout Pure Michigan. And when you go there, you're going to find live cameras streaming from all over the state, so you can do a virtual tour there. There are numerous things, Lower Peninsula, Upper Peninsula. There are live cameras streaming all over the state. You can see, birds maybe in nesting at various areas. It's just a cool thing to do. And here's the thing for parents. I know you're looking for something to kind of distract those kids and maybe kind of calm them down a little bit. This is something they're going to enjoy, they're going to find entertaining, but they will learn things as well. So use it. We always say your trip begins at michigan.org, and now we can say your trip virtually begins at michigan.org. So check that out today. I know it's going to be a big help to everybody.
Now, one thing with the agency that you're with, obviously the word is that you like to tell people to, you know, come and travel to Michigan. Here in the Upper Peninsula, and well, a good portion of the whole state, but in the Upper Peninsula in particular, we have a lot of businesses that are reliant on tourism that I know they're feeling a little bit nervous right now. What is the agency doing to try to help those businesses that may be impacted by this whole coronavirus matter?
Well, I'm going to give you a website, and I'll repeat it later on as well, but it is michiganbusiness.org/COVID-19, COVID-19. And what they've done here, my colleagues at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation have worked with the organizations from all over the state, the other economic development agencies, and they're all over, to put together a bunch of packages for loans, grants, other assistance, because, man, anybody who works in the consumer sales area, and that is the backbone of our industry, of course, they're all suffering right now. Thank goodness that we can still do, ordered out food and pick up food and all that from restaurants and trying to keep them alive and recommend people get gift cards and things from retailers and such to help them out with their cash flow right now. But there'll be a real need to help businesses, especially small businesses. So we're providing a bunch of support with michiganbusiness.org/COVID-19. That's a great way to start. The Business Leaders of Michigan also has a great information source out there with a bunch of assistance. So if you search Business Leaders of Michigan, you'll see that as well. It's hard to believe, isn't it, Walt, that just a few months ago there was a lot of conversation of whether the travel and tourism industry was worth supporting through the funding Pure Michigan. And now everybody's starting to understand that travel and tourism is not just golf courses, ski resorts. It is the backbone of our economy, and including retail and restaurants and hotels and all the other things that entertain us, that provide services for connections. That's what the travel and tourism industry is. And if there is a little bright note that will come from this, maybe it's going to be a better appreciation for what the travel and tourism industry is and really what government is supposed to do to help us out. So,
yeah, I would
that agree. Website.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'll mention it real fast. Yeah, michiganbusiness.org/COVID-19.
That's good information there for those businesses that we're surrounded by them in the state. And there's some uncertain times right now, and any assistance that can help out is always good. You know, you do have a good attitude, though, I will say, Dave, that in the sense of we're going to get this virus behind us and people will start hitting the road and they will start traveling. And you can find all that information out at your main website, which is what?
Michigan.org. Like we always say, your trip begins at michigan.org.
You know, that's right there. That's it. Dave Lorenz with us this morning. Appreciate your time. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk with you soon.
Hey, thank you, Walden. Thank you for you and your colleagues for keeping us informed and entertained. I mean, you've got your life to balance as well, and there you are serving us. So thanks for everything you do.
Happy to do it.